This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Paul McGonigal, head football coach at Endicott College. Paul, welcome. Thanks for joining us again this week.
Of course, yeah. Thank you again for having me, Bill.
Well, we're here with the coaches' show, and Paul, you guys played host to a nationally ranked Ithaca team on Saturday. You know, after watching Sunday's Patriots game, it was somewhat similar in the sense that you guys snake bitten very early in the very early moments of this game, throwing an interception, going down in the game, but you battled back. So I guess just a big overview on what you take out of Saturday's game against Ithaca.
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, you play a great team like that, you want to have some sort of, you know, positive start and throw an interception the second play of the game and put our defense in a bad spot, and them scoring, you know, in the first minute or two of the game down 7-0 versus a nationally ranked team. But the flip side is like you said, we battled and ended up scoring, you know, 17 unanswered points, you know, and then we just, you know, then it couldn't just, you know, finish it off at the end there. It was close to taking, but they just made more plays than we did right at the end.
No, and again, very similar, I guess, where fans did not see your game would parallel it in a way to the Patriots thing. The Patriots had more chances to win than you guys did in a way. But, you know, Clayton Marenghi, I mean, again, you throw that first interception and you go down quickly. But, you know, I thought he was incredibly effective in running the team the rest of the game.
You're right. I mean, you know, I was talking to another somebody after the game, and, you know, their quarterback for Ithaca, you know, offensive player of the year, multi-year starter, you know, he's a, you know, senior, you know, he's very, very good player. That's Clayton's 14th start in college, you know, and he started games last year, but he only started one the year before, so he's still learning. And of all the games I had, this was the one I was most proud of him, because he didn't go in the tank. He fought hard, you know, he battled through some bumps. I mean, everybody did, don't get me wrong, but, I mean, he was clearly, just like a lot of players, like, just exhausted at the end of the game because of the heat and humidity, but he battled, so I was very proud of him for that effort.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, and watching the game, I thought he did a great job faking, whether it be a fake pass or fake handoffs. I mean, when I mean a good job at it, I mean, it was effective. I mean, I think it got the Ithaca defense at times.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, one of his strengths is his leg and athleticism, and, you know, you're going to have to defensively, like, do I pick the running back or I pick him? And even when he fakes it, it helps, you know, slow down or reads it, you know, helps slow down the backside. So that's one of the things we, you know, we try to hop on here is the little things. You know, that fake may hold a backside safety or backside linebacker. Now that running back may get two more extra yards, or that receiver may get a play action pass or something like that. But, yeah, he's getting better each week.
So you guys go down quickly in the game. What do you say, or what is the mood on the team? As I was watching the team, they didn't look depressed at all during, you know, when you went down. They were still very enthusiastic on the sidelines. Is that the case?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, we were down last year in a game down at Western England at the end of the year, and it was kind of the same thing where I think that's where our team, our culture kicks in. I don't know exactly what play it was, but, you know, I was going down and talk to the offense before the kickoff return, and they were like, it's 13 and a half minutes left. Like it's nothing. Like, it's, they scored plenty of football left. And, you know, and I think that's just a good sign of a resilient team. And, you know, it wasn't just one player. It's multiple guys saying it. You know, it's not the one guy going up and down trying to get everybody going. It's all the guys and knowing it's a long game.
I want to go to your defense in a moment, but before I do, maybe make a comment on your offense. Some other player or note from the offense from Saturday?
I'm actually going to say, you know, the offensive line. I mean, they played, you know, most defenses will rotate some and whatnot, and I know the quarterback played, and we have some receivers and tight ends, but obviously I'm going to, if you don't mind, a couple of the offensive line. I mean, they played 74 plays in that heat, and we were going up-tempo and battled and bruised versus a great, you know, returning front, you know, them, and then I would say you have two freshmen, you know, Jacob Ward, who's starting his second game at tight end, because our starting tight end has been out the last 2 weeks, all-conference tight end's been out, and he took a big shot early on and came back and caught the next play, and then Marquise Bridgewater, you know, Jacob Ward from Lawrence Academy, Marquise Bridgewater from Central Catholic, you know, getting better each week and had some big plays and had a big touchdown run, so, you know, for freshmen to play their second game of college versus a nationally ranked team and play the way they played, it's, I think the future's bright for those young men and some other freshmen too.
All right, and so now the defense. Your defense kept you guys in that game right to the very end. So, it, again, I think you got to be very impressed with your team's defense.
Of course, you know, Coach Pop does a great job. You know, those guys, you know, he said there was, again, guys out there playing, you know, 74 plays, especially in the secondary, and they were playing hard, and it was a very physical, you know, it was literally a 12-round fight. You know, it went down to, it wasn't a knockout, it was a, you know, I don't want to say split decision, but something where it was kind of, you know, not one team knocked the other one. That was more of this kind of mutual respect thing of, heck, that was a heck of a game. But, yeah, they played hard, they played well. You know, they contained the quarterback. I thought they did a great job. You know, it was, you know, keeping him in the pocket. I think he only threw for like 130. He made a great play in the 3rd and 20, but they did a good job of bending and not breaking.
All right, Paul. So let's take a look at what's up this week. You've got Maritime in New York, which is just outside the city, or actually, I guess it's in the city of New York. Maritime. So what can you tell me about Maritime, your opponent on the road this week?
You know, very good team, well-coached team. They're 2-0. You know, they won their first two games of the season. It's our first time on the road this year, so you always have the putting the team on a bus and not being able to bring as many players as you want, so you have those factors as well. And it's right there on the water, so you don't know if it's going to be windy or cold or sunny or whatnot. But, you know, Mickey, I've known him for a while. He's, you know, we're friends. He does a great job. He has a John Hopkins background, which is a great Division III program. So they're well coached. Those Maritime kids are always just tough, old school, hard nosed players.
So, as far as matchups would be concerned, Paul, with that team, in knowing your team obviously as well as you do, I mean, what is the threat that they bring? Is it a particular skill player, or just as you mentioned, the overall physicalness of the team?
I think the overall physicalness, they do have a lot of seniors, similar to Ithaca did last year. And I think, you know, when you're 2-0, I think you have, you know, you have a quiet confidence, which you should, you know, having success versus 0-2. So, but definitely the physical toughness of them being at home and us having to travel.
All right, Paul, anything else you want to add for us here on Endicott football after 2 weeks of play?
No, you know, I think the biggest thing I told the team is, you know, as much as, you know, we lost at the end of the game there on a kick that missed by like a couple inches, it is what it is, and we got to move on, and it's not down the season. There's still plenty of football left here for this football team.
Absolutely, right. Coach, thanks so much for your time, and we'll check in again soon, and good luck Saturday in New York.
Great. Thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate it.
Yep. Paul McGonigal, head football coach at Endicott College here on MSO News Sports.com.